fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and the hearty Hi-Yo Silver, the Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow. Hi-Yo Silver! Away!
After the funeral, Bill and Ben Masters return to the ranch house with Sam Warren and listen to the old lawyer read their father's will. When he had finished, Sam folded the document and put it back in his portfolio.
I'll see that the will is probated. I don't suppose there are any questions. The land, the cattle, and the cash are to be split equally between you.
But we can't sell the land.
No, it's yours for your lifetime. You'll marry and have children. When you die, the land goes to them.
Well, my only question's about Carrie. Doesn't seem fair, his being cut off with a dollar.
That was your father's wish.
I always thought Pa would change his mind before he died.
Well, there was no chance of that. Now, how about brands? Bill retains the Bar M. And that means you'll have to register a new one, Ben.
The Circle B will do.
That's good enough. The will says that you'll have...
The provisions of the will were carried out. A fence was built across the master's ranch, cutting it in two. The herds were split up. Ben's cattle was branded with the Circle B, the Bar M being blotted out. Ben took some of his father's old hands with him and built a ranch house and a bunkhouse on his own land. On the day he moved into the ranch house, he had a visitor, his brother, Carrie.
Well, Carrie, it's good to see you. How are you, boy?
Hello, Ben. It's been a long time.
Over 2 years. Where's your war bag? How long can you stay?
Oh, I'm not going to stay here.
Well, why not? There's plenty of room.
I'm opening an office in town.
Buying cattle?
That's the idea.
Well, wonderful. Come spring, we'll do business with you.
We?
Well, Bill and I.
You're not partners, are you?
Oh, no. There are two ranches where there used to be one, but that wasn't our idea.
Boss?
Yeah.
And not a bad idea, either. It'll save arguments later on. But I always thought you were the old man's favorite.
He never had any favorites.
Think not? Still, I suppose you're right. At any rate, you weren't the favorite.
Well, what do you mean by that?
That Bill got the best of the deal.
Well, I don't see it. It was an equal split.
Oh, he has better water and more of it than you.
Well, that's
got... Oh, you know I'm right. Of course, Bill's the youngest, and that may explain it. But if you should happen to run into a dry year, you'd be in real trouble.
When Carrie visited Bill, he talked differently.
Of course, with you being the youngest, Bill, it was a little surprising to me to hear that you'd been shortchanged.
Shortchanged?
Well, what else would you call it?
Oh, we split even.
But Ben was given the better grass. Seems to me that you'll have to cut down your herd. Well, I'm not posing as an expert. I'm only saying that the old man could have been a little fairer.
Carrie continued to visit his brothers, and as the weeks passed, a coolness sprang up between Ben and Bill. Then cattle began to disappear from the Bar M range. It was evident the steers had been driven across the southwest corner of Ben's land and into the hill country beyond. Bill stopped at Carrie's office on the way to the sheriff's and told him of his loss.
50 head, huh? And you say they were driven across Ben's range?
That's right.
It's a wonder some of his night riders didn't see the rustlers.
Yeah, isn't it?
Have you talked with Ben?
No. It's a sheriff's job to find the rustlers.
True enough, but Ben would be glad to help.
Would he?
Now, Bill, you surely can't imagine that. Well, I'll admit the business of the Brains is unfortunate, but even so,
Brains?
Oh, just unfortunate, that's all.
Oh, I don't get you, Carrie. What are you driving at?
Nothing at all.
Hey, when we split up the herd, Ben had to blot out the Bar M on his cattle and brand them Circle B. There'd be nothing to stop him from driving off some more cattle, blotting out my brand, putting on his own. There'd be no way to tell a difference between stolen cattle and steers that really belonged to him.
But Ben wouldn't do a thing like that.
That's what you meant, isn't it?
I said it was unfortunate that such a thing could happen. I didn't say it had. There must be rustlers in the hills. The sheriff will find them.
We haven't had any rustlers in Harding County for years.
Bill, you can't accuse your own brother of being a thief.
Can't I?
Where are you going?
To see the sheriff. Where do you suppose?
Bill made his accusation and Ben denied it. But that was the beginning of what Harding County came to call the Brothers' War. The enmity between the brothers spread to the men who worked for them. Soon there was gunplay. And one night, Rocky Lane, the Circle B foreman, was hauled into the sheriff's office by Bill and the Bar M crew.
Sheriff, arrest this man.
Now what's the matter?
He's a killer.
I didn't have anything to do with it.
Dead man's outside. My foreman, Chick White. We found him on the south trail, and this sidewinder was standing over him.
I didn't shoot him. I rode up a few minutes before you did and found him lying there.
Here's his gun, Sheriff.
Yeah, there's no empty chamber.
He had plenty of time to reload before we rode up.
Well, I get a chance to tell my side of this.
Go ahead.
All right. I heard a shot. I rounded a bend in the trail and saw Chick lying on the ground close to the woods, Sheriff. Somebody dry-gulched him, but it wasn't me. Naturally, I dismounted to take a look and see if he was dead.
To make sure he was dead, he means. Lock him up.
Sheriff, you can't believe this.
Rocky. I don't say the evidence is very strong against you, but there's enough to arrest you. You'll have to stand trial for murder.
The following day, the Lone Ranger found an urgent message waiting for him at the Padres. And that night, he and Tonto rode through the dark back streets of Harding City to Sam Warren's cottage. The lawyer was expecting them.
Well, come in. I'm glad you were able to make it so fast.
We're ready to help in any way we can.
Sit down. I'll tell you everything that's happened.
Thank you.
Well, sir, it started about a month ago when the first of the Bar M steers were stolen. I don't know what put the idea into Bill's head, but he accused Ben of being responsible.
The lawyer described the events of the past month, the rustling and the growing feud between the two brothers, which had been climaxed by Chick White's death.
Any suspicious characters around town?
There are always a few hanging out at the last chance.
There are plenty place in Hill for outlaw to hide.
And any number of box canyons where cattle could be grazed.
If you could find the cattle that's been stolen and the men who did the stealing, it would put an end to all this trouble. Bill would realize he's been wrong about Ben. And Ben's the type who would forgive and forget.
And he doesn't sound like the type who'd rob his own brother.
I'm sure he isn't. Now, if it were Carrie...
Carrie?
The third brother. The one who was disinherited.
Is he around?
Yes. He's a cattle broker. He has an office in town.
What about him?
He isn't to be trusted. That's all I can say. However, I must admit, in his favor, that he's been doing his best to patch things up between Bill and Ben.
Why was he disinherited?
Well, I promised Jed I'd never tell unless Carrie tried to break the will.
Oh, I see. Well, I gather the reason was a good one.
Well, if there's any other information I can give you...
We'll keep in touch with you, Sam. Let's go, Tom.
Half an hour later, the Lone Ranger and Tonto dismounted in the shadows at the rear of the Last Chance Cafe. An open window gave them a chance to see most of the men in the cafe.
Do you recognize anyone, Tonto?
Big fella with red beard.
Where?
Table in the corner.
Yes, I see him now. Who is he?
That Kansas Mike.
Is he wanted by the law?
Me not see wanted notice for him, but one time he worked for Ringo in Border Town.
I remember Ringo, of course. He's in jail now.
That right.
For smuggling army rifles to that bandit chief across the river, Gonzalez. Did Kansas Mike have anything to do with that operation?
Me not think so. It 5 years ago, him worked for Ringo. Him gunman.
A gunman. There's a possibility Chick White was ambushed on the South Trail last night.
That right.
Tonto, the younger man with him, he looks something like old Jed Masters.
That right.
It could be Carrie Masters.
Maybe so.
Well, tonight we'll scout the South Trail where the shooting took place. You come back here tomorrow and find out what Kansas Mike is doing in town. And who his young friend is. Sam should be able to tell you.
Kimasabi. Mike leave cafe now.
Quick, to clean the buildings in the front.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto reached the front of the cafe in time to see Kansas Mike mount and ride away.
Get him there. Ride out of town.
We'll try to pick up his trail and follow him. Back to the horses.
Outside of town, the fresh hoof prints of Kansas Mike's horse in the soft ground led the Lone Ranger and Tonto to the South Trail. They rode slowly.
There, big rock, lawyer talk about.
Yes. Just around this bend that Rocky Lane found Chick White's body.
There, woods on left.
The high bank on the right. The top of the bank would be a better place for a man to hide than the woods. Tonto, there's someone up there now. Into the woods. Come on, Silver.
And I'll scout.
Easy, fella. Kimasabi. Me see horse up and bank.
The gray we've been following. That's Kansas Mike shooting at us.
Shooting down at the Lone Ranger and Tonto, Kansas Mike had the advantage. But the trees gave them good cover, and the exchange of shots lasted only a short time. Then they heard Mike riding away.
We go after him.
First, we'll investigate the top of that bank. Easy, steady,
big fella. Easy,
fella. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, scout.
The Lone Ranger and Tonto urged their mounts up the steep, grassy slope on the far side of the trail. At the top, the underbrush was thick, and they dismounted.
Easy, fella. We look for place. Man wait in ambush.
That's the idea, Tonto.
They found what they were looking for. A patch of grass between the bushes where the grass lay flat.
This place... where Mike shoot from?
I hope to find something more. Oh, look, Tonto, here in the dirt, the imprint of a man's hand.
Somebody pat down dirt.
Something buried here, perhaps. Let's see.
The Lone Ranger scooped up the soft dirt that bore the imprint of a man's hand and began to sift it through his fingers. The second handful brought results.
And cigarettes.
And matches.
Mike not have time to smoke much, waiting for us.
I'm sure he did his waiting last night. And came back here tonight to pick up something he may have left here then. A bandana or a pocket knife. There's no telling what. But at least we know Mike is a crook. Now we must find out if he has any confederates.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger adventure. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Thank you.
following afternoon, Tonto lounged at the corner of the post office, and when Sam Warren walked past him, he touched his arm.
Oh, hello, Tonto. I didn't know whether you wanted to be recognized or not.
You see man with red beard? Man on porch of hotel.
Yes. He's just a drifter.
Well, who young feller? Talk to him.
That's Kerry Masters.
Oh.
Did you and your friend find out anything in the hills?
Maybe Masked Man will come to see you tonight.
All right. Anytime. I'll be waiting for him then. Good luck to you.
When Kansas Mike and Kerry Masters had finished their conversation and the young cattle buyer walked away, Tonto sauntered up to the red-bearded gunman.
You, Kansas Mike?
My name's Mike Smithers.
Well, that feller want to see you outside town.
Who?
Well, him talk like feller come from south of border. Him wear mask.
What's that?
Him wear mask.
Not so loud. He's from south of the border.
Well, him talk that way.
And he didn't give you his name?
Him say, maybe you remember Gonzalez.
No, I never saw Gonzalez in my life. But you can't mean that he's up here.
Well, me not know. You want to meet this feller, you go to Cottonwood near Creek when it get dark.
Did he say why he wanted to see me?
No. Me go now.
It was curiosity that made Kansas Mike ride to the Cottonwoods near the creek that night. Curiosity and the knowledge that Gonzalez often hired men with Mike's qualifications. The bandit general paid well for their services, too. Mike found a tall man waiting for him in the shadow of the cottonwoods. The stranger wore a black cape, and a Spanish sombrero was pulled low over his masked face. A magnificent white stallion grazed at the edge of the creek. Mike was impressed.
Howdy.
Buenas noches.
You're not Gonzalez. He's a lot shorter than you are.
The general has many men who work for him.
And you're one of them, eh? What's the idea of the mask?
I wear it for a very simple reason. I wish to hide my face.
Oh, so you'd be recognized around here, huh?
Who knows?
Well, I don't know you. I never saw you before.
I've seen you. You used to work for Ringo.
Yeah, a long time ago.
Then perhaps we can do business.
What sort of business?
I'm interested in cattle.
I'm not.
Too bad.
Oh, wait a minute. You want to buy cattle, is that it?
Gonzalez has many men to feed. He will pay $10 a head.
The market price is 15.
Not for the kind of cattle I speak of. $10 is good price.
I suppose you'd want the steers delivered across the border.
But no, I have enough men with me to drive a herd. The cattle of the border's on the other side of the hills. The cattle could be delivered at the top of Windward Pass on the canyon trail.
Mm-hmm.
Safe place for a rendezvous, I think.
Yeah, still in the hills. How many head would you want?
Oh, as much as I can buy.
200 head?
That is within my means.
$2,000 to be paid on delivery.
I have the money. It is agreed.
No. I don't know what gave you the idea I have that much stolen beef. I don't.
But perhaps you know someone who does, huh?
Yeah, that's it. I'll have to talk to him.
I cannot wait too long.
Wait right here. I'll be back in an hour.
Bueno.
Early the next evening, Bill Masters was startled to see Sam Warren and his brother Ben draw rein in front of the Bar M Ranch House.
Ben, you're not welcome on this spread.
Well, he should be. He's your brother.
If he's come to plead for Rocky Lane...
No, Bill. Now, please listen to what Sam has to say.
Did you ever hear of a masked man called the Lone Ranger, Bill?
Of course. Paul spoke him many times.
Well, he's here in Harding County. And with your help and Ben's, he may be able to capture the rustlers who have been stealing your cattle.
It's Ben who's been stealing...
That isn't true, and the masked man can prove it. Give him a chance, Bill, please.
We must act quickly, Bill. The sheriff and his posse over at Ben's ranch waiting to carry out the Lone Ranger's plan. Now, we want you and your men to ride with us.
Ride where?
Get your men together and I'll tell you.
Kerry Masters was working at his desk in the living room of his cabin when the kitchen door opened and...
What? A masked man?
Easy, Kerry.
What do you want?
The sheriff sent me for you. He wants you to join his posse. They're going after the men who have been stealing your brother's cattle.
Since when does the sheriff send outlaws to deliver his messages?
Outlaw or not, those are his instructions. I'm here to see they're carried out.
Well, I'm not going anywhere with you. I'm not moving out of this house.
Yes, you are, Kerry.
Oh, gun.
Yes. Now, take yours. Come along. We're meeting the sheriff.
The canyon trail followed a deep but narrow gorge through Windward Pass. In spite of its name, it was more than a trail. It was a wagon road blasted out of the solid rock at the time the great Silver King mine was in operation at the top of the pass. Now all the buildings were falling down, and the entrance to the mine yawned dismally black in the side of the cliff. There was no sign of life around it when the Lone Ranger, Tonto, and Kerry Masters drew rein in front. A moment later, however, the sheriff rode out of the tunnel.
Who there, boy?
Sheriff, this outlaw is holding a gun on me. He took me prisoner and forced me to come here with him.
I know, Kerry. He was done at my request.
Why? Who is this man?
He's the Lone Ranger.
The Lone Ranger? Well, why have I been brought here, Sheriff?
We're ready to spring the trap on the rustlers who stole your brother Bill's cattle.
Trap?
They'll be driving the herd up this road any minute now. They think they'll be selling it to an agent of Gonzalez, the Mexican bandit.
This masked man posed as the agent?
How did you guess that, Kerry?
Guess? I'm not trying to guess anything. I'm trying to understand. I thought it was Ben's man who had been doing the rustling.
Nonsense. Even Bill realizes that's nonsense now. All that's left to be done is catch the real crooks red-handed. I thought you'd like to help.
You would like to help, wouldn't you, Kerry?
How can I help? You took my gun.
Here it is.
Thanks. There'll only be the four of us?
Oh, of course not. We have plenty more men waiting inside the tunnel.
And up ahead.
There's Ben, Bill, and Sam. We thought you and Tonto would like to join them.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
You'll take care of the men at the point.
One of them is sure to be Kansas Mike. Shall we join your brothers, Kerry?
I don't see why you need my help. I'm not much of a hand at a gunfight.
There'll not be much fighting. The sheriff's planned too carefully.
Where will you be, Sheriff?
Right here in the tunnel.
Suppose I stay here.
Well, there's no room for any more inside. Better go with the masked man.
Come along, Kerry.
Hiya. All right.
Come on, Silver.
Get him up.
Get out.
Kansas Mike rode alone at the point of the herd. As he passed the dark tunnel of the mine, he saw a shadowy figure ride out on the trail, and he recognized the horse he was riding at once.
It's the Mexican. Get up there. Come on, come on.
He spurred forward to meet him.
Ho, ho. Hi there. You see, we made it on time.
Well, I'm glad you did not disappoint me.
Where are your men?
Here they come.
Oh, yeah, the Indian. Hey, Bill Masters. Ben Masters, Sam Warren.
That's right, Mike. You're covered.
Ben!
There's no point in calling for your men. The sheriff and his posse have them covered by now.
Kerry, what are you doing here?
Shut up.
If you knew this was a trap, why didn't you warn us?
I told you to shut up.
If you think I'm going to take the blame for a scheme you cooked up, you're loco.
So it's true.
What's true?
A masked man thought you were the brains behind the rustlers, Kerry. And the sheriff and he agreed the only way to prove it was to bring you here and confront you with him.
You can't prove anything.
We're not interested in sending you to jail.
And you can't send me either.
There's the worst charge against you, Mike.
What?
Murder. The murder of Chick White.
No.
Otto and I followed you from town on the night after you ambushed him. We were the men you fired at on the South Trail.
I'll admit doing that. But I wasn't there the night before. It was Kerry who shot Chick White.
No.
I swear it. And sometime during the night, he lost his wallet. He sent me to make sure he hadn't dropped it anywhere around the place. He dry-gulched Chick. That's why I was on the South Trail the next night. Kerry sent me there. Kerry's your killer.
Kerry.
Can't believe it.
I can.
Sam, what are you saying?
It's time you knew the truth about Kerry. He tried to kill your father once.
What?
Yes, and I wish I'd succeeded. He always hated me. The last time he paid my gambling debts, he said he was going to disinherit me. And I tried to kill him before he had a chance. I failed then, but I'll not fail now. The masked man gave me back my gun, and I mean to use it.
Take it away from him, Tonto.
I'll put a bullet through your heart.
I took the precaution of removing the bullets when I gave it back to you, Kerry.
Get up back!
Suddenly, Kerry whirled his mount and took off down the trail. The surprise move caught the others unprepared.
Stay here and watch Mike. Hold on, I'll bring him back. Come on, Silver.
Come on, stop.
Carey was riding a Mustang that had brilliant speed for a short distance, and he managed to stay ahead of Silver and Scout for a good quarter mile. Then, as he neared a bend in the trail...
Otto, he's heading straight for the rim of the gorge.
Him try to jump cross.
Carey, stop! Hold, Silver, hold!
Hold, Scout, hold, Hunter.
The Mustang sailed into space. His forefeet landed on the other side. His hind feet missed. He scrambled up the side of the cliff, and his violent effort unseated Carey. As the Mustang reached safety, Carey was wrenched from the saddle, and a terrible cry filled the gorge. Rocky was released from prison that night. Cap Mike and his fellow outlaws took his place behind bars. Rocky was grateful.
I want to thank you, Mr. Warren, for all you've done for me.
I hope you'll be able to forgive me, Rocky.
Sure thing, Bill. I feel sorry for you that it was your own brother.
He's gone now. Nothing more need be said about that. Except there'll never be any hard feelings between me and Ben again.
The end of the brothers' war. Rocky, I appreciate your thanks. But when you hear the whole story of what happened tonight, you'll realize, as the rest of us do, that only one man is responsible for bringing peace to Harding County. And that man is the Lone Ranger.
This is a feature of The Lone Ranger Incorporated, created by George W. Trendle, produced by Trendle Campbell Muir Incorporated, directed by Charles D. Livingston, and edited by Fran Stryker. The part of The Lone Ranger is played by Brace Beamer.